A great week gone by, a great week ahead. City Trends is live right now. Welcome to the best 30 minutes on Ghana Radio on Tuesday evenings. My name is Philip Ashon, and it is my pleasure to bring you the number one technology show on radio. Coming up on the show today...
Initially, I thought some were a bit skeptical about the whole idea of digital content. Usually the first question I get is, are you sure no one's going to copy my PDF and circulate it? Yeah, they didn't really know that we had security features available for them that prevent people from copying, printing and sharing the content.
We take another journey into the world of electronic readers as Ghana's only surviving online bookstore speaks about how both publishers and readers can benefit from the changing face of reading in Ghana.
So we have this unibody product, which is actual glass. And the front screen is actually what we call the Gorilla Glass 4, the fourth version, which, from what I understand, it actually withstands breakage two times more than any glass in the market today. So it's strong, it's durable, it's resistant to scratch as well.
Everyone is going crazy about it and everyone wants it. It's a Samsung Galaxy S6 and S6 Edge under review. There is a lot more to come in the next 30 minutes, including the best technology news and some apps to keep you productive. You can join the show with your comments via CityFM's Facebook and Twitter pages with hashtag CityTrends. Alternatively, you may share your thoughts via Philip Ashon at cityfmonline.com. You can follow me on Twitter at Kofi Ashon with your comments as well. For now, sit back, relax, and let's talk technology. Did you know that by August 2014, literacy rate in Ghana was estimated to be 71.5%? Someone will ask, what really is the definition of literacy? Well, globally, it's supposed to be the ability to read and write at ages 15 and above. The youth and adult literacy rates in Ghana are currently estimated to be about 80% and 75% respectively, despite the substantial progress that has been made over the years in providing access to education. The nation continues to grapple with serious challenges on the quality of that education. The picture might look a little brighter, but then, according to the Ministry of Education, estimates suggest that 42% of the adult population in Ghana is illiterate, with about 50% of Ghanaian women considered to be illiterate compared to 33% of men. Technology has the potential to transform education by extending the learning space beyond the four walls of a classroom. With the current accelerated growth in mobile devices, we are witnessing the emergence of flexible, open learning environments that enable contextual, real-time, interactive, and personalized learning. All over the world, the growing trend of online bookstores is growing at a rapid rate. In Ghana, there have been several attempts at getting this off the ground. One company seems to have cracked the code finally. The company is Azalea, and I caught up with two of its executives to talk about Ghana's currently only surviving online bookstore. Bwedi Owusu-Nyamiche is the systems administrator, and Jemima Alemna is the content manager for Azalea. I started off by asking them about how difficult it was to get local publishers into the digital age.
Initially, I thought some were a bit skeptical about the whole idea of digital content. Usually the first question I get is, are you sure no one's going to copy my PDF and circulate it? Right. Yeah, they didn't really know that we had security features available for them right. That prevent people from copying, printing and sharing the content. Mm. And after that, then the next concern is, are they going to make money out of it? Are the royalties good enough for them? Mm-hmm. That's what usually gets them, they're not really certain if they should get on board or not. Yes.
If I'm a listener or if I am a publisher and I'm listening to you right now, mm-hmm. why should I jump from a Kindle platform to Azalea?
When you look at Amazon, Kindle, their prices... fine, are in dollars. Now, when a Ghanaian see price in dollars,
scary,
it's scary. Mm. You look at the dollar rate, and so Ours are priced locally, and our target market is the local market. Mm-hmm. We by extent online, it goes out there, but our first priority is the local market. We are trying to encourage our local publishers, our local writers. You know, publishing and printing books are expensive. We have people who have good material that they've put together, but because of the cost of producing those books, they are not able to bring out what they've done. So with digital content, you need little or no money to come on board Azalea. Mm. You get it? So you have your content, you are a new writer, you have a great idea, we'll just review your content and we'll give you the opportunity to get your product out there. Mm. So that people can also get to know you. So in effect, when you're able to do that, then later on, as you get some revenue, you can decide to go to printing the physical books. Mm. And then distribute. Mm. But then that's the where we are looking at. We are trying to get all our local publishers, our local writers, to be able to, they're up and coming young writers who have material, who have good content for our generation, to come up and let's put their books out there. So we have a phase where we are going to invite young writers from schools and then mentor them to come up with materials for the ebook platform. So they are part of a phase that we've actually put together. So we will get there. But even now, those who have already come up with their products already, when you come to us, we just look at your product. It wouldn't take much to put a thing into PDF or EPUB, and then we will put it out there.
So when, for example, I produce a book and I bring it to you, do you do a customization of my book, or I have to do all of that myself before I bring it on to you?
Okay, so for now, you bring everything. It should be complete.
Pre-packaged.
Yeah, it should be pre-packaged. Yeah.
I see.
In the next phase, would invite people who don't have complete material.
Okay.
Yeah, would have a discussion. Would have actually plan on a writer's summit, where like he said, would mentor them on how to put together your content and all that. Yeah, would publish for you.
Now, in terms of the e-publishing market here in Ghana, what does it look like? Is it very competitive now? I mean, because everybody seems to be coming up with some EPUB, you know, solution of a sort. You guys are currently the first in terms of an EPUB, you know, sort of marketplace. What does the market look like in Ghana in terms of e-publications and things?
I think it's promising, because when I look at our generation, now everybody is going into digital stuff, smartphones, tablets, music, everything. We download it from online. We look for videos online. We watch things online. Our mindsets are all towards digital stuff. So I think it's promising. And there's a huge market for digital content. But because we haven't built the culture of reading in Ghana, that's where we fall short. So we are trying to come up, drum home the need to start reading books. That's even the dream for this project. That's the dream of my CEO, Mr. Kobi Asma. He had this started about 3 or 4 years ago. That's the dream he had, to at least get
more people reading.
Mm. Yes.
Why do you think it has taken Ghana this long to have an e-book marketplace, knowing how long, you know, the Kindles and the Barnes and Nobles and everybody else has been around? Why do you think it has taken us this long to figure out this whole e-book, EPUB?
Well, we are not the first to try.
Yes, that is it.
Because when we went to the fair and then people came to see what we've done, we got a lot of people saying that, oh, we've tried it before.
Yeah.
Some people will show us what they even tried to do. But you see, when you are trying to bring out something like this and you're trying to be an aggregator for all publishers, there are things you have to put in place. And those are the things that if you are not careful and if you don't research well, you will not get it done well. For instance, there's a security platform for the copyright issues. It's not something that you can easily just pick it up off the shelf and then put it. It's something that you have to design for yourself. Be able to understand what you're getting into. And that's where sometimes Ghanaians will fall short. Somebody will have an idea, he will just rush quickly into it. And then at the end of the day, he'll hit a wall and then he will just crawl back into
And that's basically what has happened to a lot of the marketplaces, the EPUB marketplaces that we were hoping would have come out.
So we thought it wise to take our time. Because as I said, this dream started 4 years ago. So it's taken us like 4 years to be able
to plan it, to implement it,
look at all the concerns from all angles, look at what it exists and what the other people are doing right. That's where we fall short, as Ghanaians. We don't learn from things that people have done. We are trying to always bring up something new. But then there's nothing new under the sun, if I may say so.
I see. Well, you're still tuning in to 97.3 City FM. The show is City Trends, and today we are speaking to folk from Azalea, and they say they are the very first e-publishing or digital content basically providers for books online here in Ghana. And you should check out their website. It's pretty interesting. Speaking about checking out your website, can you walk us through how we can access the material?
Our website is azaliabooks.com. That is AZALIABOOKS.com. So you could, when you Google that, you find our website and you can browse. Navigating is very simple. You can either use the category column to browse and know which genre you're after, or you can type in the title of the book you're looking for. If it's available on the site, it would pop up. And so if you find what you're looking for, you click on it and it would give you a preview. So you can have access to a preview. You can read a chapter or two of the book before you purchase. Or you can read the description. There's usually a description under each book. Sometimes you may find a preview, a review. If someone has written a review, someone has read the book, you can write a review. You can also find ratings. If the book has been read many times or people really enjoy it, you can rate the book. So that can help with your decision to buy the book. Yeah.
Interesting developments there. Let's get reading and expanding our knowledge base, shall we? Talking about expanding knowledge, in case you missed any of the latest technology-related news from over the last week, here's Mauli Chikata with a review in Trending. Take it away, Mauli.
Hi there, and welcome to Trending, the segment on the City Trends dedicated to the trending technology stories of the past week. In our first story for today, Ghana has launched an e-registrar portal. The portal is aimed at streamlining business registrations in the country. The portal, according to government, will be integrated into the Ghana e-payment portal and the Ghana Revenue Authority e-tax portal. It will make use of the tax identification number to identify portal users. Users can access the portal via www.rgd.gov.gh or www.rgdservices.com. The portal, according to government, will enhance efficiency and effectiveness in securing business and company registration, estate administration, and marriage registration through prior booking, particularly as it came with an electronic payment facility. In the past week, WikiLeaks has put the documents and emails obtained by hackers from Sony Pictures Entertainment in a searchable online database. Over 170,000 mails and over 30,000 documents stolen from the movie studio last year are now available for everyone to search, browse, and view. Sony Pictures reacted quickly after the leak was announced and condemned the act, saying that it will continue to fight for the safety, security, and privacy of the company and its more than 6,000 employees. The release data shows the inner workings of one of Hollywood's biggest movie studios. If you don't know, Google now lets anyone export their entire web search history. Now, there's a difference between what you are able to do with your web history and the new feature. Google has been working on this data download feature for a year now. The process of exporting your search history is rather simple. Click the little cog in the top right of your screen in your Google account history and hit download, and bingo, you can have all your download history on your fingertips. Still on Google, you must know that the company will implement a new algorithm in which its search engine recommends websites with well-developed mobile platform. This move is likely to penalize many sites Websites that are not mobile friendly will be ranked lower in the ranking on the search engine starting today. It is predicted that companies unprepared for this change will suffer heavily as a result. Well, that's it for today, people. Get in touch with us with questions and suggestions via philip.ashon@cityfmonline.com. Till next week, my name is Maoli Chikata, and this has been Trending.
Well, many thanks, Maoli. That is the music most marketing people at Apple, Microsoft, and HTC, or virtually any other mobile maker for that matter, will dread. It is the music that plays in most of the adverts featuring Samsung's new flagship phones, the Samsung Galaxy S6 and the Samsung Galaxy S6 Edge. The critics call it the real game changer in the mobile phone war, currently being dominated by Samsung, Apple, Microsoft, LG, HTC, and, well, BlackBerry, to a certain point. According to research firm Gartner, the mobile phone market is expected to improve this year. Now, a total of 1.9 billion units are supposed to be sent out this year alone, and this is supposed to represent a growth of 3.5% in the year 2015. Already, Samsung has extended its lead over Apple in terms of worldwide smartphone shipments in the first quarter of 2015. A total of 291.2 million smartphone units were shipped around the world from the company. And this is well before the release of the new flagship devices we are going to be talking about today. So what makes the new phone so unique? Will it be a game changer? What about the criticisms against the phone? I caught up with Tete Akono, who is the product manager for the handheld department at Samsung, and we had a good chat. I started off by asking him what the new phone had to offer, considering how Apple had just released the Apple Watch, and HTC also has a new phone, the Mi, which boasted the best sound in the smartphone world.
There are really three key highlights or three key changes with the design, which is very unique, especially the edge with the curved screen. The camera is really the best in the market today in terms of the new innovations that have been added to it. And in fact, the battery life as well, which is a big thing with people that use smartphones, has been very much improved, which are really the key differentiators with the Galaxy X's and Edge.
When you talk about the camera, we know that the S6 and the S6 Edge have a 60 megapixel camera. What is so different about it? For example, when you look at the Lumia 930, which has a 20 megapixel camera, comparing.
Okay, in real terms, there are two things that really affect the quality of a shot, regardless of the camera. The first thing is the megapixel, of course, and the second thing is the aperture of the lens. So what we've done here is we've improved the lens. We're using the f1.9 standard lens, which means it allows in 35% more light compared to, let's say, the X5. Mm-hmm. And what that means is in dark conditions, you get still the best, sharpest, and clearest pictures available. So the lens has been improved. Another thing is what we call optical image stabilization. Mm-hmm. In case you are taking a picture, your hand is shaking, you know, it leads to blurred images. So what it does is it's able to sort of move the lens accordingly so that no matter if your hand is still shaking, you can still get a very clear picture. So I mentioned the lens, and the f1.9 standard is both with the front and back lens. The second thing is what we call HDR, high dynamic range, and it's normally used with the very professional cameras. What it does is it's able to capture the color, proper color and saturation of an image. So that is something that is also on here, and we've made it auto HDR, which means it detects whether it has to turn on the HDR or not, so that you get the best effects no matter what condition you are in. There's something we also call tracking autofocus. When you're taking a picture, for example, a family picture, and maybe your kid is moving, it normally distorts the picture because of the movement. So what you can do is you can track him, you could actually point the cursor to be on him. It tracks his movement and makes sure it only autofocuses when it's able to get a clear still image. Mm-hmm. So this is something which is very unique as well. And I mentioned optical image stabilization is also very key.
For all those people with shaky fingers and shaking hands.
Exactly. It just tells you no matter who you are or no matter what you do, at any point in time you have a very super quality camera at any time you need it. Last but not the least, it launches in 0.7 seconds, less than a second. Mm. Why is that important? Because, you know, the most used app on a smartphone is your camera. That's what the studies show. And at any point in time, you're driving, you want to take that snapshot. Mm. Or you are doing something quickly, you want the camera to work at that particular point in time. It can launch in 0.7 seconds. Very fast. You get your picture, you move on to what you do.
Okay, now you talked also about the design. One of the major features of the S6 Edge is the edge and the fact that, you know, it tapers sort of and has a very smooth. Everybody has been talking about this. Walk us through the new things we're supposed to expect from both the Edge and the S6.
Okay, I think for us, this is the first time we've actually gone into a glass, metal, glass sort of design. We've always used plastic. So we have this unibody product, which is actual glass. And the front screen is actually what we call the Gorilla Glass 4, the fourth version, which, from what I understand, it actually withstands breakage 2 times more than any glass in the market today. So it's strong, it's durable, it's resistant to scratch as well. Now, going to the design, I think what really stands out is the edge, and I'm talking about the design. And there are some functionalities you can actually do with the edge in terms of which you will not find on the flat, in terms of notifications, in terms of you can assign different colors to different contacts. When they call you, when the phone is face down, you can actually know who's calling just by the color that it will glow on the edge.
Is this per individual contact or... You are grouping according to the group.
You can set 5 different colors, 5 different contacts.
Okay.
So each of them will glow with a different color. So by just not picking up the phone, it'll glow on the edge. You know who is calling. Mm. And you can put your hand on the heart rate monitor sensor here.
That is on the back of the camera.
On the back. And it will actually send the person a message, that a preset message, you are busy, you can't get to the phone.
Now, talking also about design, one of the things that has gone against quite a number of smartphones is the durability and the make of it. So, for example, someone's smartphone hits the ground, you know, the screen is completely gone. And I'm looking at the Edge now. Amazing phone. But I can imagine the phone falling on its side. And, you know, there's a crack. You basically have lost all use of, you know, these features that you've packed into the phone. You know, what is Samsung's position on these things? And what are some of the solutions that you offer for your customers?
Okay, the ADA solution was something that worked well for us. Unfortunately, we had to stop it due to some issues here and there. So unfortunately, the screen protection is not there. What I can say is, and I don't want to lie to the public, is because it's glass, if it falls, chances are it will break. So I won't even try and...
Yes.
Chances are it will break. But like I said, when I was talking earlier, the Corning Gorilla Glass that is used on this one is the fourth edition. And feedback and from the stress test, the drop test that were done, and it comes from the manufacturer itself. It says it's 2 times stronger than any other glass in the market today. So it tells you there is at least some sort of protection in terms of breakage. But like I said, it's glass. Most likely, if it falls, you know, chances are it will break. When it comes to the battery, the whole energy or the battery system was redesigned and it's much more efficient. In fact, it goes back into the processor that is actually in there. The processor we use, which is our own Exynos 7 processor, it's 14 nanometer technology.
Can you explain that for those who don't understand all these technical terms?
I think it's actually the first 14 nanometer processor, 64-bit processor that has actually been put on a smartphone today. That's just the technology. What it does is is able to be efficient in terms of power saving. It's able to manage tax without using too much of your battery. Okay. That is where it comes from. Even the memory, it's LPDDR4. It's actually, it also helps in the power saving. So the materials that are, or the materials that were used to design the phone are actually much more power efficient and power saving. So what you realize is, and I think a lot of people can testify to it, people that have their handset, if you charge it during the night, it can carry you throughout the day normally with no issues. The other good thing is what we call fast charging. Okay. 10 minutes of charge, you can use it for 4 hours. And 4 hours usage time.
And this applies across board to both power users and non-power users. 10 minutes can take you for 4 hours.
Yes.
And is this based on you using a power-saving mode or just a normal mode?
Normal mode. You charge it for 10 minutes in the morning, you can use it for 4 hours, and that's usage time.
This is with Wi-Fi and Bluetooth and...
That's why I mentioned a lot has gone into the design to make it that more efficient. So I've tried it a couple of times. It actually works quite well. You can charge the phone within 80 minutes. I think all the predecessor and other competitor products, you charge it way more than that. So that's the fast charging feature. And it actually works, I mean, if you put it in within our environment with the energy situation and stuff, I think this actually works well for us because imagine, you don't have lights.
Our current difficulty.
Exactly. You don't have lights during the night. You get in the morning, within 10 minutes you're in a hurry to go to work. You can use it, for 4 hours and you can get it charged fully within 80 minutes and you're good to go. And
moving on to one of the most important factors to getting a smartphone, obviously, is the pricing. Right. Walk us through some of the pricing options available for people who want to get their hands on either the S6 or the S6 Edge.
Okay, so the flat version costs 3,100 Ghana Cedi.
And this is the S6?
The S6, yes. And the Edge version costs 3,800 Ghana Cedis. They are all 32 GB versions. Now, we do realize with the current economic situation, so we've provided, we have partnerships with the banking institutions, actually 7 different banks. And what they can do is they can finance it for you and you can spread payment from 6 months to 1 year. So we're easing, the burden on you. If you think you're not in a position to pay directly, you have the option to spread the payment from 6 months to 12 months.
In the past, people have complained about how the Samsung phones come pre-packaged with a lot of applications from Samsung.
Correct.
And people have complained about how even from out of the box, it's sometimes, once you download the apps that you want, it kind of makes it slow.
Right.
Are there any differences we are to expect with the S6 and the S6 Edge in terms of pre-packaged apps?
It's actually a very good question. What Samsung did this time is actually remove a lot of the bloatware. The touchware is really, really light. This is what you realize when you use it.
And listeners, TouchWiz is basically the customization that Samsung brings onto its phones.
Exactly. It's really, really light. So, in fact, a lot of the software that probably we might have put on earlier devices, you'll notice they are not here. You have the option to actually download them, but they are not here. But what we've done locally as well is we've preloaded some apps that we think actually benefits the user. The MobiHelp app, for example, it detects the network carrier automatically, allows you to top up so you don't need to memorize all the short codes about topping up, buying a data bundle, and it works for all the networks. So yeah, these are apps we think are very beneficial to you.
I've also realized that Samsung has an interesting relationship now with Microsoft. So, for example, you have the OneDrive, you have the OneNote, you have Skype pre-installed, for example, on the S6. What's going on there?
I think this phone is aimed really at a professional consumer. And, you know, when it comes to Microsoft with Office and its applications, we know they are the leading standard in the world. So we did partner with them. So in terms of cloud storage, you get up to 115 gigabytes of cloud storage for 2 years, which is very unique. And, I mean, you can upload your pictures, your movies, and so on the cloud. That's one. And the Office applications are also available. We have a security system called Knox, which is actually hardware-based, which is built-in. And if you have the Knox, you can actually get the Office 365 applications to use with the Knox workspace.
That's a lot of things to expect in a phone, but I must say that the new lines of smartphones from Samsung are pretty incredible. Head out to a mall near you and get a feel of it if you can. And now, let's get a sense of some of the apps that make your phone worthwhile to have. Awo serves as apps.
Hi there, I'm Awo. You're welcome to Apps on City Trends. On this segment, we take a look at some mobile apps that help you stay productive. As I announced last week, the City Trends 2-Minute App Pitch Challenge is on. We featured Osiki last week. So, if you're a Ghanaian app developer, this is your chance to tell the world about your innovations and how they solve the problems in Ghana. And now for this week's selection of apps. The first app is called Infinite. I-N-F-I-N-I-T. Infinite. According to its developers, it is the easiest app for sending photos and videos to your friends and transferring files between your phone and a computer. There are no limitations, and thus you can send unlimited video length and huge numbers of photos. You can send full resolution photos and HD videos as well, and it is up to 30 times faster than using the cloud. All transfers are completely secure. You should check it out. The second app I share with you today is called Ditty, D-I-T-T-Y, Ditty, for Messenger. Now, this is one of the first apps made for Facebook's Messenger messaging platform. It is a musical messaging tool, meaning that you pick a song from the choices available, add text, then send the results to a friend via Messenger. What happens is rather remarkable. There is a text-to-auto-tune generator that lets you compose up to a 70-character message. Pick a background song from among several popular recognizable tunes and allow the app to put together a 20-second music clip and text-based music video out of it. You should try it and tell us about it. And now, for this week's pitch on the City Trends 2-Minute App Pitch Challenge, we feature the app called Beep, B-E-E-P, Beep.
Beep is a fun, safe way to meet cool new people through friends. Unlike other social media apps, Beep provides users with a private and personal space. It is also very casual. It's like the most casual way to discover new people within your extended network. Well, first and foremost, safety is very important to users and our thoughts as well. So with Beep, there are no randos, there are no creepers, there are no surprises at all. But Beep uses your phone number to help you meet verified, only verified people and friends of friends. It is also casual and very fun. It is ridiculously simple to join and fun to use. Just download the app, register with your phone number, and enjoy. Users can also jump into public discussions of very light-hearted topics and meet new people too as well. So this is how Beep works. The first thing is, once you download and you're on the app, you can meet new people through friends of friends, browse through your friends of friends, and connect with people you love to meet. You can also get lucky on Beep. It's a special feature that you can use with your friends. You know, crashes happen. You might have a crash on your friend, and you don't really know how to break it to them. So Beep helps you to, you know, tell them anonymously without without letting them know. If they also feel the same way, Beep will connect you. We also have a discussion forum called 21 Questions. If you have anything on your mind about love or relationship, you can throw a question into the Beep community and get people's thoughts and supportive reactions. You can download it by going to getonbeep.com. Getonbeep is spelled getonbeep.com. I think get on a bat, so getonbeep.com. our target market is young people, usually between the ages of 17 to 34, who are looking to meet new people, but don't want to appear desperately looking for dates. So these people will be like the funnest way and most casual way to meet new people within your extended network. So the future for Beep is like the number one place to go for young people when they want to meet people around them or within their extended network.
Well, Beep sounds interesting and you should check it out. Remember that if you are a local app developer, you can also be a part of this pitch challenge. Simply send an email to philippashawn@cityfmonline.com or write a message on CityFM's Facebook and Twitter pages using hashtag CityTrends. That's it for this week's edition of Apps on CityTrends. My name is Awo and I'll see you next week.
Thank you so much, Awo. The world of technology is getting very interesting and I promise to bring you closer to it every week. The show has been City Trends and I would like to say a big thank you Wedi Owusu Nyamiche and Jemima Alemna of Azalea and of course Teta Akona of Samsung for their contributions on the show. A big thank you also to Awo and Mawuli for their assistance with production. Well, Ghanaian app developers, don't forget to send an email to philippashawn@cityfmonline.com with your pitches for your apps and of course, let's get talking. I hope you enjoy the show and if you have any comments, get in touch via CityFM's Facebook and Twitter pages. Don't forget to make sure you add the hashtag CityTrends. So till next week, stay techie.